Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unsafe.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm a journalist, and the left's not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it, and I hope they respect my
receiving this transmission.
Chronicle all this forbidden information. We're resolute.
must be protected at all costs. We salute you and thank you. We'll be right back and go to Hollywood Blood Drinking. Your phone call straight ahead. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, my friends, God is in control. And that's why those that have served evil and turned their souls over to destruction fight so hard to get us to degradate ourselves and our children, because only then will we roll over and then accept 2 plus 2 equals 100. Only then will we accept all the lies they're trying to push on us and the unnatural world these evil people are trying to build. We'll go right back to your phone calls, but I mentioned this yesterday, but I wanted to cover it today. This is Megan Fox, and this is her talking about her and her boyfriend and how they drink each other's blood, and then she makes a big joke out of it. But that's what Angelina Jolie does. A bunch of them do it on record. It's standard operating procedure. You know, I was hanging out with Joe Rogan last night for a couple hours, and he asked me, he said, how did you know about Jeffrey Epstein 15 plus years ago and tell me about it? He said, how did you know that? And I said, Ted Gunderson was tapped to be the FBI director, but he was old school, so he didn't get it. But he was the head of the FBI in Memphis and the head in L.A. And here is, and he did some things that were bad. He ran the COINTELPRO program against black folks, and he later apologized for that on the air before he died. But he thought they were communists. He thought it was the right thing to do. But later he saw that he was wrong. Martin Luther King and the Black Panthers and others he targeted. But he was the real deal. And, you know, I knew he was real. And I got a chance to interview him probably 60 times, 70 times. Had a chance to have dinner with him probably 10 times. He would come and give speeches in Austin. And he took time out to really try to educate me and would call me on the phone and ask how I was doing and tell me he appreciated me. You know, Charlton Heston did that. When I was, we're talking like in 1999, 98. I mean, I was just, hey, it's Charlton Heston. It's Chuck here. Please give me a call. He's like, how are you doing? You're really doing it. But he wasn't just doing that to me. He was doing hundreds of interviews a month on talk radio. He was flying all around in his own jet with his own money, pissing his liberal wife off, educating people about the Second Amendment in America. He really loved it. And I would have like 15-minute conversations. It only probably happened 5 or 6 times. With Charlton Heston. And the first time I interviewed him, I only interviewed him twice. He said, hey, feel free to call me if you ever want to talk or talk about strategy. So I didn't call. Next time I had him on, he said, hey, you never called. So I called once, didn't answer. Called again, didn't answer. Called again. Hello, this is Chuck. I'm like, Mr. Heston. I wouldn't care about some modern Hollywood person, but he was a Christian, a patriot. I mean, hell, Ten Commandments, you name it. Ben-Hur, I mean, my God, I grew up on that. And I'm like, it was like these incredible speeches, but very calm, like, America is in trouble, and we've got important work to do. And it's going to be young men like you. They're going to help lead the future after people like me are gone, Alex. And you've got a particular gift for what you do. And I just, and I'm sitting there, and it was General Parton, and to even had more conversations with him than Gunderson. And only a few with Heston, 5 or 6, But the point was, is these guys were the real deal. And John Wayne, I never got to talk to John Wayne or anybody, met his son. But the point was, is that John Wayne did the same stuff. John Wayne tirelessly ran around defending America, tirelessly encouraging the troops and common people. That's real leadership, folks. And not when the cameras were on, everybody was around. They really understood leadership. So I'm sitting there with Joe Rogan last night, and he's got his friends there, and he's saying, and I said, Joe, please stop. Because he went over like 20 minutes. Like, Alex said this, and Alex said that. Huh? And I'm like, Joe, please. And I said, I know about this from Ted Gunderson and General Parton. I mean, that's how I know all this stuff. And you know, then I said, Charlton Heston, and people are looking at me like, Charlton Heston? I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. But truth is stranger than fiction. And that's what I'm saying to everybody is, you're just as important as I am. Matt Drudge always said that a person with a blog or a website is just as important as the New York Times. You're a person, you're observing, you're reporting what you're seeing. Doesn't mean you're perfect. And so I'm giving credit to Charlton Heston. And by the way, I know that Ted Gunderson's son reached out like a year ago, and we never got him on. I want Ted Gunderson's son on. They've only talked to him on the phone like one time 20-something years ago. I want Ted Gunderson's son on. I want to fly him here. Because every day I think about Ted Gunderson. Every day I think about Benton Parton. Every day I think about Charlton Heston. Trailblazers. Every day I think about Barry Goldwater. Every day I think about Congressman Hansen. Every day I think about the John Birch Society and the people that were dead on, that nobody was basically listening to, and that they were demon. I mean, even Ronald Reagan got woke up by these folks. I mean, he was perfect, but he was woken up by Heston and Goldwater. He wrote that. He said that. He gave speeches. They're highly suppressed, but we should go find those speeches. I've seen them, and then play the Reagan speeches when he was running for office in 79-80. Because you listen to it, and it sounds like Alex Jones, just a lot smoother, but that's what America was facing. They knew this stuff when I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. We're going to go to your calls. I want you to know, this isn't our first rodeo, and we wouldn't even be where we are today without these men and women, and like Charlotte Isherby and Anthony Sutton, and just so many other amazing people. Phyllis Schlafly. These were good, hard-working Americans. Salt of the earth. Classy, good people. It was the FBI today was like Ted Gunderson. I talked to them about January 6th in a minute. They weren't perfect, but they were really, on average, trying to do good. They got misguided sometimes, but they were good people. Today, ladies and gentlemen, it's run by people like Robert Mueller, who cut his teeth with Whitey Bulger running murder operations and drug operations in the East Coast. And that's when things really started getting bad, was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, when the FBI got infiltrated by the mafia and basically became the mafia. And that's where we are today. So I'm sitting there talking to Joe and all these great people, and it's like I'm speaking in Chinese or Martian. Ted Gunderson, General Parton, Ron Paul came out of those guys. I'm going to go to break and take your calls, I promise. I'm sorry. I'm just ranting here. But just imagine Gunderson saying they run child kidnapping rings to blackmail everybody and take kids to private islands and Jeffrey Epstein and all this stuff. And we're talking like 20 years ago. So that's how I knew all this, because the very heart of America, what we used to be, hardcore, dedicated men and women that would tell the truth no matter what, that did their research and were tireless, that's what InfoWars was built on. And I'm just blown away that their discernment, that they spent so much time believing in me. And I believe in you. So that's why when you call in and thank me, we're all in this together, folks. I love you. I appreciate you. Well, what do you expect me not to fight these people? It's a default. Don't thank me. Just help me fight. Here is Megan Fox just sitting around how wonderful blood is and how she drinks it with her boyfriend. Here it is.
I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops. But yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul, let me lean on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
So an empty but beautiful woman introducing everybody to vampirism. Young girls are watching this, and this is like a worm on a hook dropped in the water. Here's a beautiful, radiant woman, all lit up perfectly, sticking her breast out, like, so that men and women and young girls think that's what beauty is bleeding and cutting and harming yourself. Vampirism. And then we got this. Hitting a new low, Ukrainian man posts video boasting of eating Russian soldiers' flesh on camera as a vampire. That's on InfoWars.com. That's what we're fighting, folks. We'll be back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind, and being aware of that is half the battle. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. Those of you that have been patiently holding. Let's talk to Jeremy and then Don and others. Jeremy in Nevada, you're on the air, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm a bartender down here in Las Vegas, so I promote your show and your products constantly all the time.
Thank you.
It's a pleasant surprise that I find there's a lot more people like ourselves that, you know, are waking up to what's going on. But at the same time, I'm telling people all the time out there at the bar that, you know, when it boils down to this election, you know, I've been telling people, be wary. They've got to do something to, you know, make it to where they cheat again for election fraud, so on and so forth. And so I've been telling people that I think that there's going to be some sort of new virus because a lot of people aren't believing in Corona now and all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they already punched us with a straight right, and now they're about to hit us with a left hook.
And so I just saw an article yesterday talking about how out of China there's a new avian flu that was just confirmed with a case, but saying that, oh, it's relatively impossible for, you know, it to spread to humans, but it sounds oddly familiar to what they did with Corona. And it's coming out right at the right time.
So it's totally pre-programmed, and if they think they can get away with it, they're going to drop the hammer on us, brother. What do you think we should do?
I honestly have been trying to tell people that, you know, if you're not taking some of your stuff and some other supplements to keep your immune systems high, I mean, you're running a risk. Make sure you stay away from the dang vaccines and, you know, eat healthy. I mean, the biggest thing is if we keep our immune systems up, they can target us all day long. But as long as we ain't taking their poison shots and, you know, all that other stuff and stop wearing the dang mask, I think that's what we need to be aware of and not do the voting like that. I literally, if they start trying to get us to do the in or the mail voting stuff, no, we need to stand against that.
I agree, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to a caller in Idaho. Let's talk to Don in Idaho.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the reminder for the dragon juice. I just have some after you initially started talking about the X2, but man, I think we're living through a script. This is just insane, everything that's going on, from the Agenda 21 to what's going on over in Ukraine. There's a great article on RAND.org called Overextending and Unbalancing Russia. I think it was put
that's
out.
That's right. They published it years ago, the whole RAND Corporation plan, which they're carrying out there. Tell people more about that document.
Yeah, well, it just goes through all the different ways that they can overextend Russia, you know, and the probability of success in all these different categories. It's a great article. They got all kinds of charts on here. Goes from
I've scanned the document years ago and then looked at it again last month. Give people the name again so we can put it on screen for TV viewers.
Yeah, it's Overextending and Unbalancing Russia.
Overextending and Unbalancing Russia, RAND. There it is. On screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good read. I highly suggest it because, you know, we're just living through that now. You can see all the tactics that are laid out.
And that's it. They're scripting a doomsday into the world. It's humans' fault, global warming lie, when they're the ones collapsing civilization and intend to maintain control and build city-states. Everything else will be collapsed and feudalism. That is the plan. And we know their plan. It should be easy to stop, folks.
That's right. And I just wanted to say a couple quick things. Been a listener since about 07. I heard you on Alan Watt, God rest his soul, the old Cutting Through the Matrix host.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Amazing.
Yeah. And then I remember years ago, G. Edward Griffin said, talking to you, he was talking about his Freedom Force International thing that he had started years ago, but he said we can't, basically he said we can't do anything without positions of power and influence. And, you know, we're just on our heels constantly, right? I don't see too many victories.
And let me pause you and interrupt, because if I try to name all the great people, I can't. But J. Edgar Griffin has been around since the 60s. He was extremely successful corporate executive. Learned about all this, heard a John Birch Society record, didn't believe it, went to disprove it, found that it was true, and just did so much of the work today. J. Edgar Griffin is a living legend. I want him on the show immediately, because I want to honor these people, and he is still alive and still healthy. What an incredible individual. In fact, I salute J. Edgar Griffin. I salute him as good as it gets, probably the greatest living American right now. We salute you, J. Edgar Griffin. What a dynamo. Dozens of huge films that millions watched. First, huge documentaries in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he literally launched so much of the resistance now. How did I not think of him? My God, another one of my mentors.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing man. And just want to finish by saying, you know, we're ruled by irresponsible children that can't be accountable for their actions. And every day it seems I learn they're more evil than the day before. That's all.
Well, I hate to travel, and J. Edgar Griffin invited me to so many of his events I never went to them, but God, I should have. Absolutely. What else is on your mind there, Don?
That's about it. Just every day I learn they're more evil than the day before. So we just gotta keep fighting, keep yourself healthy, and educate yourself.
That's right. They have no bottom, and it's our acquiescence that allows them to do it. Thank you. Again, I'm just thinking about all the persecution I've been through, and it's a blessing because I get to know G. Edward Griffin and General Parton and Ted Gunderson, and then now I get to influence Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and Viktor Orban and Bolsonaro. And it's not bragging. It's true. It's like how literally, and I appreciate your call, I'd be at dinner with General Parton or Ted Gunderson, and they just give him a speech, and I'd be at a table with about 10 people, and they'd be like, I want to talk to you for a minute, or you walk here with a car with me, and he was like, both of them did stuff like this, they'd grab you, and he'd listen, this is really serious, and you got to get really serious and be focused, understand what we're on target here, and we're not going to be around forever, this thing's probably going to hit in the next 20, 30 years, we need you to get in position and warn as many people as possible, you understand, you're sitting there, these people are not, and it's like, they transmute something to you, they like, my uncle did it too, who was an Iran-Contra and a bunch of other stuff. He did the same thing when I was a teenager. He just grabbed me by the arm and said, listen, this is really real. You need to do something about it. And I guess that's a normal thing for men to tell younger men about what the threat is to charge them up. But that's what's been missing in the leadership, because the average father is playing golf or, you know, or going to football with the kids or whatever, but they don't give them a mission. And I'll be honest, I didn't spend enough time with my children. I got four children. Most of them are grown up now. And they're great children, but they just... I was a bad father in many ways, and I repent of that. But it's just that... And my own father instilled in me leadership and taking action. And it's just incredible. I mean, we have to do that now, folks. That's what this is all about. And there's just some spiritual thing about leaders getting a hold of young people and saying, listen to me, this is what's happening, you need to choose this mission. To use an analogy, because everybody knows this archetypally, it's dead now, it's like Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he has a little talk with him. He says, you must go with me to Alderaan. He says, I gotta go grow the crops, we don't, but I can go to the academy next year. He goes, listen, fight now. And of course, by the time Luke Skywalker gets home, his family's all been killed. Now he knows Obi-Wan Kenobi was right. This is reality. This is the war. This is the future. This is our victory. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things are.
We're fighting a war right now.
And I don't mind you switching sides and standing up for things.
Never got him on the show, but he was a listener.
When it's running down,
talk to him.
Country man,
made a song about chemtrails and died. And that's the guy you're listening to, Merle Haggard, right now. And it's about knowing how many good people are on the team. Let's hear a little bit from this patriot. We got all the good people, folks.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing
be a warning to you.
You're running down my country, man. You're walking on.
Yeah, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, some squirrely guy. Don't believe in fighting.
I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fact. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free.
They love our milk and honey.
They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fight inside of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fight inside of me.
Running down a way of life.
Running down a way of life, I'm fighting in a part of that key.
All right, let me go back to your phone calls, but I want to say one thing here. I was thinking about how I had the most incredible mentors as I've grown older. It was just incredible. Both my grandfathers, my grandmothers, my mother, my father, all these incredible people. I felt pushed to fight the New World Order and suddenly was just in this world of these incredible people who everything they said has come true. And imagine the opposite of that. Our little 4- and 5- and 6-year-old children in private and public schools everywhere being taught how to have anal sex, being taught how to give blowjobs. I don't mean to be gross here. It's what's going on. It's in the news. They are doing it. Imagine they didn't get the leadership I got. They got the leadership of pedophilia. Imagine what those children are grow up to be like. Everything I am is because people around me instilled their energy into me. They put their energy on me. Call it a ritual, call what you want. They injected their spirit into me of resistance and discernment and will. They were giving me their power to resist in the future because they knew the fight was coming. And they're with me now. And I look at these pedophiles and these Satanists and what they're doing. And I just tell you now, we will defeat them. We will stop them because it's our destiny. And if we don't do it, God will damn us to an eternity cut off. The crimes they're committing against children. Oh, my God. And the left just loves it. They think it's so funny. They think they're part of the power structure. They throw the winning team. I will assure you, you are not on the winning team, and you will pay for what you've done. You will be broken. But I take no pleasure in that. I want you off our children. I want you to back off. But you won't back off. You won't back off until we make you back off. For every action, as Newtonian physics and as the unified field theory of Max Planck and Albert Einstein proves, is for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And we are that reaction. We are the counter to the evil. We are that light in the dark of the night. God works through us to save the children. You ask, where are you, God? God asks, where are you? You've been given all the tools and all the will to easily defeat these people. And you didn't do it. You didn't stand up. You didn't fight back. You didn't resist. So while they abuse and rape and murder our children, God's children, understand that it's on us. And if we don't start saving these children, and if we don't start standing up, God's going to hurt us real bad. You know what? We deserve it. So you've been warned. You've been warned right now. All you preachers, all you politicians, and all you bankers, and all you big people that get ahead because you serve the system, you've been warned really well. Because God always posts the notice 1,000 times until the judgment comes. And when it comes hard. I'm going to tell you, we're not just going to have food collapse, we're going to have nuclear war. very soon. I have seen it. So this is everybody's last warning right now. If you don't pray to God and repent, and if you don't speak out, and if you don't take peaceful, loving action, God is going to end that abortion one way or another. And God's going to end that pedophilia one way or another, just like Noah's flood, but this time fire. We are on the knife's edge. We are on the cliff of oblivion right now. Right now. And the servants of Satan hear this and get so scared. And they think, if we could just shut him up, this wouldn't happen. You, the servants of the serpent, of the devil, you have manifest this. You have done this. You are bringing us to this point, not me. Where are your phone calls? Where are your phone calls right now? Who's up next? I guess that would be, I guess Regina hung up. So I guess the next caller will be Al in California. Al, go ahead. Welcome.
Mr. Jones, man, it is a pleasure to talk to the boss.
The boss.
Check it out, bro. I talked to you many years ago about something about like what you were talking about. It was timing and synchronicity of our forefathers. And I had a relative that served under General George Washington in the French Indian Wars.
Beautiful.
I don't know if it was on the Norrie, George Norrie show, Coast to Coast.
I remember your call.
Yeah, man. I knew when me and you spoke, you know, we kind of connected there. And I'm telling you, brother, our forefathers have instilled in us the will to fight these SOBs, brother.
Well, that's right. When I was talking to all these great men that inspired me. They were inspired. They were handing us the baton.
Yes, absolutely, man. I mean, I have done everything. I'm just like you. I have used every resource I can and my small limited scope. You know, I play music. I'm a recording artist. And
well, brother, that's not limited scope. Everything matters.
Yeah, it is a smaller, you know, it's not major.
Not small in God's eyes.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I was ranting. And then Steve, Dave, and Anna. And Anna's up next after Al finishes up. Folks, this is so real. This is so real. This is so real. We're coming to the other line now. Imagine when the power turns off. Imagine when all the shows are over. And all there is billions of starving people in war. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves now. There's not much time to stop it. I'm hoping we can stop it. Stay with us.
Do you need or want to know if your immune system had a response to SARS-CoV-2? Your body's T-cells may have the answer. T-cells are a type of white blood cell that are your immune system's first responders to viral infection. T-cells recognize many different parts of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and may be better at responding to infection with viral variants than antibodies. T-cells may kickstart antibody production and can remain in the blood after antibody responses wane. In a study, T-cell responses were detected up to 9 months after initial COVID-19 infection with 90% sensitivity. During the pandemic, the focus has largely been on antibodies to determine if your body had an immune response to SARS-CoV-2. T-Detect COVID by Adaptive Biotechnologies is a T-cell-based blood test that can provide additional insight into your T-cell response to SARS-CoV-2. Information from the test can help you and your doctor make informed decisions about your health. Learn more at t-detect.com. T-Detect COVID has FDA emergency use authorization to confirm recent or past COVID-19 infection. Not FDA cleared.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like I was saying, I know the expenditure. I mean, it's, you know, I play in, you know, the punk rock field, and I've done everything I can. The name of my band, do you mind if I shout out my band? It's Soldier 76, not the video game. We've been around since 1998. They stole that video game name from us. But anyways, it's arduous. But the roots that we have are huge, man. I mean, I'm talking about your show. I always put a thank you on the back of our little 45 that we put out. And, dude, the effect that you have and, you know, all the other patriots have is really, really deep rooted. So,
our roots go deep. And we're all in this together. We're going to win, brother. And I appreciate you. And thank you for calling. Passing on the knowledge is what it's all about. That's what this whole show's about. That's what Band.Video is about. CNN's Oliver Darcy, before I got banned on Twitter finally 3.5 years ago, he goes, what platforms you are? Oh, only Twitter. I'll get you banned today. because he thinks, well, I'm a weakling. I'm a scumbag. I mean, he is a piece of trash. I don't say that with pleasure. I mean, he's the enemy. And he's just like, I will silence you. That's how I win. Oh, really? You have no viewers. Your CNN Plus just went belly up in 20 days. You're cursed. I don't take pleasure in that. Because the New World Order is like a dying giant squid that just wants to grab us with its tentacles and pull us into hell. So don't take their weakness as weakness. Take it as a sign of their commitment. They are weapons formed against us. They are overtaken individuals that are slaves. So don't laugh at how stupid they are. Don't laugh at how they gibber and giggle and act like gremlins. Realize that's an overtaken person. And it's our failure that allowed that to happen. I'm the guiltiest of celebrating how ridiculous they are. That's actually their power. To go against their own free will, to go against their own interest, to go against their own families, to go against their own future. That's not something to joke about. That's death. Anna, in the great state of Texas. Anna, thank you so much for calling. Welcome.
Hey, welcome to first time on your show, Alex. And I'm from Dallas. And my name's Anna, by the way.
Anna? Sorry, and I can't pronounce things. You're right. A-N-N-A.
Okay.
Anna, go ahead.
But the first thing I want to talk about, when you showed the video of Barack Obama earlier, and he was saying that one out of five people, you know, were not taking the vaccine. Well, you know, if you look at him, you wouldn't want to take the vaccine because he's 60 years old and he looks 70. You know, and he's been out of office over 5 years. You'd think he would look better, but he doesn't. He looks worse. And the other thing I wanted to say about Parag Agrawal, the Twitter, you know, CEO, he comes over here on an HB1 visa, and he gets himself in this position at Twitter to edit out what Americans have to say, and he wasn't even born here. You know, that's the issue I have with him.
Well, my issue is like the other individual, the owner of one of the major basketball teams, saying, I don't care about death camps in China. So the left doesn't care about death camps in China, but they want to silence you promoting freedom or fighting pedophilia. These are disgusting people.
Are you talking about Popovich?
I mean, all of it.
The Spurs coach?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the, no, not Popovich. It was the Warriors. It was all over the news a couple months ago. NBA co-owner says he, quote, doesn't care about the Uyghurs. Have you seen that clip?
Well, yeah, I watch basketball all the time.
Guys, pull it up for us. It was the owner of the major basketball team said he didn't care about. Let's just play the clip. Go ahead and back it up. Play the clip. Here it is.
Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs. Okay, you bring it up because you really
what?
Care, and I think
what
that's
do you mean
nice
nobody
that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just
well,
telling
I
you a very
care.
Hard.
Wait,
I'm
you're
telling
saying you personally
very,
don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth. Okay, of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay, of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Disappointing.
Great job, crew, getting that. So that's the CEO of the Warriors. There you go.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Exactly. Well, Anna, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Well, all honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you again for the second time. I just wanted to bring up, I think I know who might be taking that Supermel Vitality out of your desk.
Who?
I think it's Owen. Looks like his guns are getting a little bit bigger on his
show. Oh, he can kick my ass. Is he not a specimen?
I think he's pumping some iron, ain't he?
He plays basketball and lifts weights all day. He's amazing.
That's what I was thinking. You better check into him. I'm a former police officer here in our greatest town of Erie, Pennsylvania. And,
I wasn't being mean, but somebody is taking the Supermel Vitality in X2. I mean, it's going on here.
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to talk to you about our illustrious Democratic mayor here in Erie, Mr. Joe Shimber. And he's also stated his main agenda from his own mouth was pushing diversity, equity, inclusion in a typical Democrat position. But I see that, and it was very quiet in the news here in Erie. that he received a $100,000 grant from the Open Society Foundation.
Oh, George Soros.
Yeah, it was very quiet in the news. I heard it off of a talk show, a local talk show, one of the callers called in, and I said, I got to check into this and see what's going on there. You know, I don't even know if he knows who the Open Society Foundation is affiliated with. Mr. Schimber stated...
Well, they're totally anti-free speech, anti-gun, anti-America. They've taken control of like 800-plus district attorneys and county attorneys. They have funded over 20 state attorney generals.
Yeah, the ones that they're letting all the people out of the prisons. And,
they're the ones that defund the police, everything.
The whole shooting match, exactly. And I was really surprised because, you know, we're not a big town over here. We're a little town. But he stated, in the spirit of welcoming all immigrants and refugees, this is Mr. Schimber, welcoming all immigrants and refugees, I'm pleased to announce that the city of Erie will receive a new grant of $100,000 from the Open Society Foundation. These funds will support our efforts of diversity that we treasure deeply and are constantly trying to grow. Isn't that sweet, Alex?
Third world populations, they bring in, they brainwash, they control.
You got it. Hey, like I said, good talking to you again for the second time.
Love you, Dave. Thank you so much, sir. All right, Steve in Seattle. Talk about an enemy base. How are you doing in Seattle, Steve?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm here, still alive, brother. I'm blessed.
Hey, man, I got a few questions. I'm a big fan of the show. I watched that documentary on Bohemian Grove, and I was just curious. One of the questions is, have you guys, has anyone attempted to go back in? Because technology now is like, oh, we have drones now, and... You know, your friends is Rogan.
Yeah, I tried to sneak in about 10 years ago with the History Channel, and they arrested everybody. But I went in the river and swam out and escaped. It was a Brad Metzler program. But, they arrested him, and I escaped.
Okay, so you don't, yeah, so. Okay, another one is, you guys always talk about, like, this, you know, pedophile ring, and I was on Reddit when Pizzagate happened. Like, I followed that, like, in 2016. I was curious, like, is any of this stuff ever going to come out? Like, we have Epstein, obviously, Black Book, Maxwell. Are these names of these people, like, who are in this stuff, is it ever going to come out?
I'm so glad you raised that, because Josh Hawley, senator, confronted the new 11th Circuit Court judge, who was the head SPLC lawyer, and pointed out they're literally an anti-American terrorist organization that attacks all free speech, infiltrates groups, everything. And that is a really good question, Steve.
I followed this for a long time, and it's just, yeah, you always hear about this stuff, like, oh, like, Ted Gunderson, Hollywood, like, you know, obviously, if you know the names, you know, I'm sure, I know you can't say them all in air for lawsuits and stuff, but, yeah, I don't know. I was just curious. Like, yeah.
Hold on. I'll talk about that when we come back. We got the Josh Hawley clip straight ahead.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.